WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe even a sprinkle of sass. Today, we're tackling something that gets a bad rap, gratitude. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, gratitude. Isn't that for Hallmark cards and cheesy Instagram posts? Well, hold on tight because we're about to dive deep into how to cultivate genuine gratitude without feeling like you're starring in your own sappy movie. Ever feel like life is just one endless to-do list with a side of existential dread? You know that feeling when your phone keeps buzzing, emails are piling up, and your brain feels like it's on high alert all the time? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a superpower hidden within each of us, the power of gratitude. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about consciously shifting our focus to the good, even when things are tough. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, this is too good to be true, let me tell you, there's real science behind this. Studies show that practicing gratitude can actually boost your happiness, improve your sleep, strengthen your relationships, and even help you handle stress better. Seriously, it's like a mental gym workout for your brain, except instead of lifting weights, you're lifting your spirits. So, how do we actually put this into practice without feeling like we're reciting a cheesy mantra? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Get specific. Instead of just saying, I'm grateful for my family, try something like, I'm grateful for the hilarious conversation I had with my sister last night, or, I'm grateful for my dad's unwavering support, even when I drive him crazy. The more specific you get, the more powerful your gratitude becomes. 2. Focus on the little things. Life is full of tiny moments of joy that often go unnoticed. A warm cup of coffee, the sound of laughter, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Take a moment each day to appreciate these little things, and you'll find yourself feeling more content and appreciative overall. 3. Keep a gratitude journal. This doesn't have to be some elaborate diary entry. Just jot down a few things you're grateful for each day, big or small. It could be something that happened to you, someone who made your day brighter, or even just the fact that you woke up this morning. 4. Practice active appreciation. Instead of just thinking about what you're grateful for, express it. Tell someone how much you appreciate them, write a thank you note, or simply take a moment to savor a delicious meal. Showing your gratitude outwardly amplifies its impact. 5. Cultivate a growth mindset. Remember, life is a journey with both ups and downs. When things get tough, try to see challenges as opportunities for growth. Be grateful for the lessons you learn along the way, even if they're not always easy. Let me tell you a story that really hit home for me last week. I was in a coffee shop trying to meet a deadline, but my laptop kept freezing and the Wi-Fi was spotty. You know that feeling when you're about to lose your mind? But then, out of nowhere, this cute barista started chatting with me about my project. Turns out she had a knack for coding and offered some helpful tips. Not only did she save my day, but she reminded me to be grateful for unexpected connections and moments of kindness, even in the most frustrating situations. So, remember, practicing gratitude isn't about ignoring reality or putting on a happy face all the time. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, appreciating the little things, and finding joy in the everyday moments. When you do this consistently, it can truly transform your life. One grateful heartbeat at a time. Think about that for a second. How many times have you scrolled through social media and compared yourself to others? Remember, comparison is the thief of joy, as they say. Instead of focusing on what you lack, try shifting your attention to what you already have. What are 3 things in your life right now that you're truly grateful for? Write them down, say them out loud, or simply hold on to that feeling of appreciation. Ready to level up your gratitude game? Head over to our website and download our free 30-day gratitude challenge. It's packed with prompts, tips, and exercises to help you cultivate a more grateful mindset. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. The more we spread the word about the power of gratitude, the better off we all will be. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.